GatorSecurity.com.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
A higher level of health. We just spoke it. I prosper and I experience health even as my soul prospers. So sometimes you have to change diet. Get that taste out of your mouth. It'll take some time, but stop drinking it. Get it out of your house. I'm going to stop drinking Coke, but every time you go to the refrigerator, it's full of Cokes. Coke Zero, Coke the Sugarless, Coke Vanilla Coke. I'm going to stop drinking me some Coke. Throw it away. I'm trying to help you. Because you know, like I know, when you don't feel good, your spirit gets heavy.
Amen. Amen.
Now you can still do, but it's not like when you feel good. And see, it's not, we don't walk by feeling, but God, He blessed us with a body.
Amen.
Sickness is not... it's common, but it's not normal.
Amen.
What the world wants us to believe is sickness and disease is normal. It's not. Especially for a child of God. Sickness and disease is not normal. Because by His stripes, we were healed. But the world tries to conform us to think that so we can get into that cycle of just popping pills and not getting any better, but loading the pockets of those in high places. All right, I'm going to get off that. I'm going to do a whole message on that one day. And we're going to go in depth on the importance of it. You know, make the effort. Don't try to do it all in one day. Take little steps. Get out and walk. If you can walk. No, seriously, you'd be amazed. Circulation. You can ward off diabetes and different types of cancers and stuff. Die. They thrive in acidic environments. But when you start drinking water, not, you know, get a water filter or something like that. But drink good water. Just lubricate your body. You'll be surprised how that pain in your elbow is gone. That knee that was bothering you. What? Not because you took some pills. Because you drank enough water. That water started lubricating that joint. Because your body is made up 90%.
Yes, sir. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We can take up an offering right now. No, it's seriously. If you'll start doing that, you'll start to see how amazing, fearfully, and wonderfully made.
Yes, sir.
God gave you a vehicle.
Amen.
Not one to trade in.
Amen.
One to last you, one to last. No, you ain't traded in. Yeah. You can't trade it in. It's going to be with you long as you're here.
Amen.
And how? Maybe it done got raggedy. Because you ain't changed the tire in a long time. Ain't cleaned it out in a long time. You know, ain't got it painted, ain't got it washed. But see, how many of us wash our car every week? Every other week, or when it gets dirty, you wash your car? You maintenance it. When it says it's time to get oil changed, you get oil changed. Right? You take care of it. What about this fella? Use this as a metric. If real food don't need commercials.
Amen.
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 Neither does it come in boxes.
Amen.
Neither is it fast.
Amen. Amen.
I hear the yearnings. Okay, we're going to get out of there. But if we want optimum in the spirit, we need to pursue optimum in the natural. It takes a discipline. Hello? It takes deciding. You got to be. I do this all the time. When I'm up against an obstacle or what I feel like is a giant, I say, Lord, help me. I decide this, but you got to help me. Because this thing has been in my life a long time, and I need to overcome that. I need to subdue this, but I need help from you. I'm quick to say that. And you know what? God gives help. God gives a grace to overcome that thing. And then you subdue it, and then you develop a better habit. And stay consistent with the habit. Don't just look at the weight machine. Don't just look down the walking trail. How long has that bicycle had no air in the tires? But yet we want God's best. God said, what you doing with the house? See, we like a lot of times we like to separate the body, you know, no goodness dwell in my flesh. It's evilness. God gave you that body. He make no mistakes with it. But how have you stewarded it? And sometimes it takes doing some research. It takes listening. What are you listening to? Not just what are we eating? What are you listening to?
Amen. Amen.
What are you watching?
Amen. Amen.
What are you allowing consistently go in your eye gate? Is it enhancing your walk toward destiny? Or is it a pitfall? Is it a snare? Is it a stumbling block? Is it blocking you? These are questions you have to ask yourself. Stop. Don't blame anybody else.
Amen.
Don't look to find the answers out there. Look at somebody and tell them, out there?
Amen.
They don't care.
Amen.
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 Listen, the person sitting next to you, they can love you. They can be close to you. But when it comes to you and you, you got to understand, nobody cares like you care. Say this with me. If it's going to be, it's up to me.
Amen.
That doesn't mean that people don't love you. They do love you, but they can't do for you what you can only do for yourself.
Amen.
When you come to grips with that and you grasp your identity, the real you, you realize you got everything on the inside of you that it takes.
Amen.
It's not out there. It's on the inside of you. Amen. Can we continue in the message on faith? Jeremiah chapter 1. Don't get mad at me. I love you. Verse 4 says, then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. And before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you. And I ordained you a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said to me, say not I am a child, for you shall go to all that I shall send you. And whatever I command you, you shall speak. Be not afraid of their faces. I am with you to deliver you, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. Tell someone near you, the word is in your mouth. But it's got to be released out of your mouth. He says in verse 10, see, I have this day set you over the nations, over the kingdoms, to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant. This is your portion. This is who you are. But we must operate in the laws of faith. Amen. Now, John chapter 17, verse 16. The Gospel of John, chapter 17. Jesus says some amazing words here. He said, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Let me say that again. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Talking about his flock, his people, you and I. We are not of the world. We are not limited or conformed to the world's belief systems, to the limiting words that come out of those that are not believers, limiting words, uncertainty, fear, unbelief. You hear people all the time talk about the economy. Yes, and yes, we see all this stuff. But what about God's economy?
Amen.
How often do you talk about God's economy? Kingdom economy. Do you know in a kingdom you don't have members?
Amen.
You can't be a member. I'm a member of the kingdom. You can't be a member. You might get a gold card, be a member. But not the kingdom. Kingdoms have citizens.
Amen.
Someone say, I'm a kingdom citizen.
I'm a kingdom citizen.
If you understand kingdom, then you'll understand that in a kingdom, the king is responsible for every citizen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Somebody didn't get that.
Amen.
See, we're here in the Western world. Commerce, you know, all the bartering, all the stuff that goes on there. But in a true kingdom, a king is responsible for every citizen. To see that they are provided for.
Amen.
We are in the kingdom of God.
Yes.
But see, when you conform to the world, you feel like you got to go out and make it happen yourself.
Amen.
Now, that don't mean you just sit and do nothing.
Amen.
That's not at all what I mean.
Amen.
But you have to understand that there's somebody, there's a government working behind me. The kingdom of God. I'm here in the kingdom of God. I'm not in this world. I'm in it, but I'm not of it.
Amen.
As Jesus said, I'm in the kingdom of God. So it's the responsibility of the king.
Amen.
Now, we already read what he said. I've already blessed you.
Amen.
With every spiritual blessing.
Amen.
I've already done my part. Tell somebody, I'm already blessed.
I'm already blessed.
So he gave us faith.
Amen.
Under every one of us has been given the measure of faith.
Amen.
It doesn't matter how small it may seem. It doesn't matter if you have faith as the grain of a mustard seed, a quark, a super string, an atom. You have small faith. That's all right. That faith can move a mountain.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Are you or a loved one unable to live alone because of medical reasons? Albert's Manor offers accommodations for seniors or persons with disabilities. They provide quality and professional care in a beautiful, safe, and loving environment. You can reach them at 772-626-3500.